Welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
Welcome to this chapter of Turn the Page podcast from Syosset Public Library. This is Stacy.
And this is Evelyn.
And we're talking with celebrated best-selling novelist Jeff Lindsay.
Yay!
Yay! So we're here to talk about your newest book, Just Watch Me, which is, I'm going to say, the first in your new series about Riley Wolf. So what do you want to tell us about your book?
Well, jeepers, that's a big question. Riley Wolf is the protagonist. He's a master thief who is driven by a compulsion to steal things that can't be taken, that are absolutely impossible, and if possible, to take them from the 1%. He really dislikes the kind of people who inherit large money and privilege and feel like they're entitled to just wallow in luxury while the rest of us suffer. So that's what he's all about. He has to do it if it's impossible, and he has to do it to the 1%.
It's very interesting. I'm in the middle of reading the book. Evelyn finished it.
It was excellent. I really loved it.
It pulls you in from the get-go.
Yes. The characters are great. I love this Riley Wolf guy. I think he's fabulous.
He's very entertaining. With all the stuff that he could do, I'm just like, wow. Like, I want you to be real. And I could just watch
your
images.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I do all those things myself. So that's totally real.
How do you come up with these unbelievable characters? Dexter, which was 8 books. Are you planning on having any more in that series?
Well, but I hope they're not totally unbelievable. I spent a lot of time trying to make them believable.
Well, no, I mean unbelievable in a fabulous way. I don't mean unbelievable.
Okay, fabulous is much better.
Fabulous, yes.
Let's work on our adjectives here. Was that an adjective or never mind.
You're the writer. I just read the books. You write the books. So.
Okay.
I'm a librarian. I don't write. I read. Okay.
All right, so what was the question?
Is there going to be any more Dexter books?
Dexter, I don't know. That's in the future. It could happen. Okay. Riley Wolf, yes.
Yes,
Wolf is a series.
It's okay. How many do you have planned right now?
At the moment, I don't really plan very far ahead.
Okay. I know it's a two-book deal, right?
Yeah, and I'm halfway through the second book.
Oh, I can't wait!
And I'm pretty sure there'll be more after that. But you know, a piano could fall on my head, and that's the end of it.
Don't want that to happen.
Well, neither do I. So that's we
Just
have
don't,
that in common. That's
don't be
good.
Jumping over roofs all over New York City.
Yeah.
No. I'll do it in a safe place like Miami.
Okay, that's where Dexter was situated, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So with this book, was there like a big difference in the writing process between writing Dexter and writing Riley Wolf?
I mean, with Dexter, I was in the groove, you know. Mm-hmm. After the first couple of books, I kind of hit my pace, and I felt like it was comfortable. I could keep doing it for a while. But with Riley Wolf in the first place, I'm starting from scratch, and that takes a lot of time and work. And in the second place, it's a lot more tightly plotted than I'm used to. It's, you know, the structure's almost like a Rube Goldberg machine. Mm-hmm. Everything, all the little wheels and levers have to go at exactly the right time to make the story and Riley's plot work. And that's not something I've done a lot of in the past. It took extra work. Oh,
that's really interesting.
Do you have a medical background?
Medical?
Yeah, because of
No,
for
I mean,
Dexter.
I have a doctor, but no. I have an appointment later this week, if that helps.
I'm just because of Dexter and all the scenes in that one. No medical background?
No, that was pretty much research.
Okay. Well, you've done a wonderful job.
I had a couple of I had a couple of good friends who were Miami homicide cops.
Okay.
And I got to see some of the old case files and talk to the people and so on. Okay. So, yeah, that helped a lot.
And with this one, I guess you had some help from the FBI? You have some friends in the FBI also?
I have one contact in the FBI, and I have, as I said before, some cop friends. So, you know, I have numbers to call when I need to know something.
That's really cool. Did you visit any of the places that take place in the book? Like, did you, have you been to, like, Iran to know about all that, or it was just research?
No, I haven't been to Iran, which is, you know, a great shame. But I think most of the other places I have been. You know, I've lived and worked in New York City, and the various places in the South. You know, I grew up in the South, and I don't know, like that. Most of them I've been to.
And the opening in Chicago?
Yeah, I've been through Chicago a couple of times.
Mm-hmm. That was some heist he pulled off.
I've been everywhere, man.
No, that was a great heist in Chicago.
Yeah, it starts off like, bam.
Yeah.
But I got excited.
Yeah, that was what I was shooting for, so I'm glad you did.
No, absolutely. It's great. I just got excited because I went to Chicago. Like, I'd say Chicago for the first time for real this year, so I was very happy because I've only been in the airport previously, so I don't count that as actually being in Chicago.
Yeah, no, it's a great city.
But I was like, I was like, Lake Michigan, I know this.
Yeah, no, I mean, if it's O'Hare, I could go ride on that conveyor belt in the basement forever, you know, with the music playing and the lights and all of that.
Yeah.
That's just like, whee!
Yeah. Are you a big music person? Because your character, Riley Wolf, loves his music, yeah.
That was one of my 43 careers before the writing took off.
Oh. What did you do?
I was, you know, coffee house for a while, what they used to call folk singing.
Sure.
Oh, wow.
And blues and so on. And I got it up to the point where I had an offer for a contract, which is weirdly what I'd been working for. And it made me realize, I'm going to go back to college and finish.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
But after that, I've done, you know, bar bands and things like that for a lot of my life.
Do you play with Stephen King's band?
No, you know, they use a lot of ringers. I'm not sure that's a real band.
Oh, okay. Okay. Have you met him, Stephen King?
I don't think I have.
Oh, wow.
I met several of the other guys in the band.
Stone, cool. That's cool.
What is it? Stone something remainders?
I didn't even know.
Rock Solid Remainders?
Yeah, I don't know the exact name. So.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they'll hear this interview and give you a call.
Jam out together.
Not if I diss them like that. No.
So I have a question. I'm a little confused.
That's a good thing in an interview.
The ending of the book, which I'm not going to give away.
Yes. Good.
But how does the insurance company pay him?
It's kind of a standard thing in the world of stealing.
Oh, okay. See, I don't know
the
that.
Insurance companies are anxious to get a deal, to make the deal quickly, and, you know, for less than half of the value of the policy. So it's easy to get in touch with them, and it's easy to come to terms if you're not asking for something outrageous.
Oh, okay.
It really is. You know, they keep it quiet, but insurance companies very much prefer to do it that way because they're saving a huge amount of money and they're getting the goods back quickly and in one piece. Even with something, you know, I'm sure you've heard about the recent heist in Berlin where they took some really incredible jewelry. The real danger in something like that is that unless it's going to a private collector who wants that piece of jewelry,
right. The
danger is that the thieves will melt down the setting and pluck out the jewels and sell it all in pieces because it's a lot safer.
And the insurance company would rather recover the whole thing
before it gets
there. Yeah. Okay. If you take the component parts, you know, the melted setting and jewels plucked out, it's going to be worth about 15% of the piece itself. especially if it has historical value.
Right.
So, yeah, the insurance company wants to preserve it.
That absolutely clarified it for me. Thank you so much. So not only did I read it, I'm also listening to it. And I, read the book. That's you, right?
Yes, that's me.
It's great. That's really cool. It's absolutely great. Did you read any of the Dexter books also?
I did all of them. They started with someone else, and I finally convinced them, you know, I'm not an egotistical author trying to do this. I'm actually better than the guy who's doing it, because one of the 43 careers was doing a lot of voiceover and audio work.
Very great.
I did looping for a really low-budget studio. A lot of Korean cartoons and Filipino action movies, and I'd play four or five different characters.
Wow.
Which sometimes led to doing scenes with myself. And be like, oh, God, he's got a gun. I'll kill you all. I swear it. You know, in the same scene.
That's so good.
Wow.
Yeah, no, the audio is great. I'm really, really loving listening to it.
I'm a big fan of audiobooks. Yeah. So now that I know that, I didn't know it was available for me to listen to, so I didn't try.
It's good.
Absolutely.
It's
really good.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's just easier, like, when, I don't, because you can't read, I mean, I am reading it as an ebook, but it's hard when I want to, like, keep reading as I get ready in the morning or just, like, doing something around my house, and then I usually would just play an audiobook. A higher speed than normal, but it's always fun.
Well, as long as you're going to get her done, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Any interest in making this a TV show yet?
Yeah, funny you should ask. I've just concluded a deal with one of the really top-notch production companies, Stone Village.
Congratulations.
Oh, wow. Congrats. And,
thank you. So I think they're leaning towards a series rather than a feature film. But we'll see what happens. Hopefully, you know, sometime in the near future, we'll see Dexter on either a big or a small screen.
Oh, wow.
Dexter. I mean, Riley Wolf.
Yeah.
See, it's even in my head.
Yeah.
Well, this is new to you. Dexter's been around a while.
No,
all right, one at a time now. Take turns.
This is like your second child.
Yeah.
But
so it will be totally ignored? Is that what you're
saying? No, in my family, the second child is not ignored.
Okay.
No, definitely not ignored. This is a great, great character.
No, he's so interesting because he is a bad guy that you could root for. Different than how you could root for Dexter, like, you know, going after bad guys and offing them. But in this, it's so, like, I'm so entertained by him because he's like, when in the beginning of the book, and you learn about him when he was younger with his dad, like, everyone's a sheep. And he's like, I'm going to stand up to these bullies. And I was just like, I like it. And, you know, the title, Just Watch Me. Like, I'm going to do this.
And the life of Riley.
That's the moment that was missing from my childhood. Because, you know, I got bullied a lot. And I never actually had the moment where I got back at them.
Well, now you are.
I mean, I didn't back down. I got in a lot of fights. Oh. But I was a slow grower. And so I was pretty much always the smallest kid, which is why they were picking on me.
I was the smallest.
So I got in a lot of fights, and let's just say if I'd been a professional, it would not have been much of a career.
Oh. But you know what? Where are they now? And look at you. So you got back at them now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Nanny, successful. Nanny, boo, boo.
Look how successful
and
you
are. And also, I'm much taller now, too.
Oh, good. Yeah. That didn't happen to me. I was always the littlest, and I still am. So, but you're talking to us at the library. Where are my people? God knows what they're doing. And I'm talking to Jeff Lindsay. So
yeah,
I'm the lucky one, too.
Well, there you go. So it worked out for all of us.
That's right. Yeah. So when's the next book due out?
In theory, about the same time next year.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's really exciting.
I do have to finish it first.
I'm sure you will.
You know, there's always a catch.
I have all the faith that you will absolutely get it done.
No, that's exciting.
Your lips to God's ears.
And you know what? December, there's not a lot of books that come out. So this is a good time of year to have yours come out. And it gets a lot of press.
Yeah, I was wondering why they did it that way, but hey, if it works out for me, I'm in favor of it.
Yeah, no, we have it as, we have what's called the stars picks, which are like the books that we think are going to be the best for that week, and yours was picked as a star pick, so we have that to go
bless
out.
Bless you, my child. Bless you.
It only goes out for 7 days.
Yeah,
so
you got to read it quick.
You got to read it quick, but it is a quick read, so it's a perfect star pick.
Yeah, because it's fast-paced, keeps you interested. Listeners of the podcast, check out this book.
And Monique and Riley, are they going to get together in the next one?
We'll have to see. Probably, well, there's a chance, isn't there?
Yeah, but she was a little upset with him, so... She doesn't mind him stealing. She's okay with that. It's just
she'll get over it.
It's the moral issues.
Yes, like a woman.
Yeah, no, great characters.
Yeah.
Great
so
characters.
Thank you so much
for writing
an awesome book.
I have one question, though. Who do you think should play?
Yes.
Oh.
Who should play Riley Wolf?
Oh, boy, that's a great question, and I don't know yet. I don't have any answers for it. It has to be somebody pretty special. So we'll see what we can find.
Okay. Maybe it's somebody up and coming that we don't even know yet.
Could be. You never know.
Yeah, that's always nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody new.
Well, thanks so much for including me in this. It's really been fun.
Oh, thank you for talking with us.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
And pleasure.
We look forward to more Riley Wolf.
Yes, we definitely do.
All right. I hope so, too.
All right.
Thank you,
Jeff. Have a good day.
Happy holidays.
Oh, yeah. Happy holidays.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, and we are closing this chapter of Turn the Page. I'm awesome. This is great. Can't work buttons anymore.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode.